Homeless with your equipment. Nigga, exactly. You never let go of your fucking equipment. Better find a way, man. Your that's equipment is your everything.
And that's the money maker right there. Yeah. Like,
you never supposed to let that shit go under no circumstances.
Who does that? Engineers, beat makers?
Yeah, a bunch of them. Shit. A bunch of motherfuckers do that shit. Motherfuckers sell cameras. Cameramen sell their cameras. Fucking engineers selling their whole studio. And it's like, I always thought to myself, like, the day I sell, like, my computer or something for a couple dollars and they gonna call me, like, yeah, bro, I got 150 right now. I'm like, oh, damn, it cost me 180 to get that bitch out. Nah, bro, you gotta rock with that shit. You gotta, once you pick it up, you can't put that shit down for real.
Right, man, I just feel like, you gotta buy stuff that's gonna make you money, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can really, yeah. You know, so it pay for itself.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and manage it right when you get it.
So give me an example of something like that.
Like he said, studio equipment, cameras. It's literally people making money off content, period, like recording videos, you know, other platforms like apps and all that, you know. It's like, you gotta, if you had the idea to do it in the first place, you might as well keep sticking with it. It can change your life, you know? Yeah.
All it takes is one thing.
Right.
Just take one thing.
All it takes is one song, one anything, you know?
But like you said, one anything, really. You just get something to go viral, maybe? Or
yeah, you want to upload away.
Literally.
You want to upload away from whatever that is. You gonna get it either way.
Right.
Hey, did you ever have to? You don't need them?
In a second. I haven't heard him talk. I got to get a mic check from him.
All right. I'm going to let it fly. You're right.
I forgot to ask him, am I good? But
you're good. I'm
sure. Oh, yeah, you're on the mic.
Yeah, your mic sounds nice.
Yeah, I assume because you was on the mic. But what made you think about doing music? Is it something you already was thinking about, or is it just like?
It's something that I've been, you know, since a kid, actually. Like, I ain't took the steps to actually start, you know, but it hit different when you, like, you buying the stuff yourself and you investing it yourself compared to if somebody else buy it.
Yeah.
So I just invested in a mic and the interface, and I'm like, yeah, it's just time to... I've been writing for, like, years, so it's actually time to, like, you don't want that to go to waste. You don't want all that, you know, all them ideas or whatever, thoughts to go to waste. But, yeah, I've been writing my first rap, and my dad, like, nah, it's people getting played out of their money and contracts.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna play basketball? So literally, I started playing basketball all the way up to like high school, you know. And you know, it didn't work out, you know. But sometimes, you know, I still fell in love with playing basketball, or whatever. So I'm like, it's just time to get back to it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying. So I'm like, it's time to pick up where I left off and get back to that. But you know, you just gotta get comfortable doing it though.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's what anything.
Yeah, yeah. No, it take a lot of. Take a lot of courage, and it take
a lot of guts.
It really take that courage and guts be more than the money and other things. Because like you can put some stuff together before you have, which in your mind, what you think you need to do the job or whatever you're talking about.
Right. And I just feel like, you know, if I'm gonna do acting, I might as well do music. It's hand in hand. You know, it's like, I feel like it's all entertainment. It's all the same thing. You feel me? So I just want to be like a jack of all trades, you know, try to be the best person I could be, best artist, best whatever. And if I can inspire other people, then, you know, that's a great thing. Because I'm looking at things and I'm getting inspired myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
whether that's music, acting,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So, yeah.
And then before we get too far, you know.
Yeah, we just started talking.
But that's how, you know, that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be fluid.
Right, right.
We got Jovan. It's Jovan, right?
Yep, Jovan.
Jovan. Man, what's your name again, bro? Drew Waters. I know. I seen all your viral shit. I just had to think about it. Once I looked at you, I was like, okay, y'all know who this is. welcome y'all here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having. Appreciate it, man.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So did you guys get started on this journey separately, or was it a joint decision?
We literally like blood cousins. So
yeah.
And literally like related to Justin and Nigel and all that. So we all family. It's like a family thing going on. But literally like he called us one day like, y'all trying to be actors? And we like,
yeah.
Why not? You know, yeah. Like since I can remember, I've been a kid watching movies. Like I want to act one day. I want to be in front of the camera. So it's like, why not? Yeah. It'll be silly to turn that offer down because everybody don't get the opportunity, you know, especially in Springfield. So.
Yeah. And the good thing with y'all have quality. I think that's something that's like slept on, but like, I mean, it's obvious. That's an obvious thing. But most people that I know that normally do acting around here or not even just around here, their humble beginnings, they normally jump out with the, all right, you know, we all bought our first cameras and first, like, y'all stuff actually looks like it can be, it don't even need to be on YouTube.
Right. When I was watching it, and this is no disrespect to your work, but it's kind of been a platform that's been getting kind of some funny stuff made about it, but it could fit on Tubi right now.
Yes.
And that's no disrespect.
Niggas get checks off too.
See, because everybody be saying that too, but it's like, these people on Tubi getting a bag. Like you see the same actors in the same movies just over and over again. Like they doing something right.
Yeah, it's like public school, man. Cats will meme and make jokes at anything. Right. You know what I'm saying? But that's your work is legit.
And I always look at it like, nigga, how you mad at somebody doing something?
Right, and you're not
like,
doing
that's
nothing.
All it is. It's like, okay, I'm on Tubi. I'm a Tubi actor. But, nigga, what are you doing?
Exactly.
You're not doing nothing.
You comment.
You mad at a nigga for trying to do something.
Right. Like, yeah.
So, were you doing, I don't even want to go just straight to TikTok because I don't want to box you in as, like, just a TikTok content creator. But was you creating content first? Cause I remember when I met you through my cousin Otto. You came to his session that I had,
right?
And he introduced us. And at that time, you wasn't really doing nothing then.
I was like, even stuff like that. I'm just trying to see what's going on.
Yeah,
you know how stuff being made, how music being made, stuff like that. I was still trying to figure out what I wanted to do at that time. But yeah, that was like what 2018.
That was 2018. Like that. And then what was you doing 2018?
Man, 2018, I was working at the YMCA. Yeah, I was working at the YMCA. That was a good time. I was still learning myself.
Right.
And 2018, I was junior, senior year for me. I graduated 19. So, yeah.
Damn.
But, yeah.
And so that's time be flying. Like, man, that's why you got to do something.
So, how old are y'all then? Well, you said 2019.
Yeah, I'm 22.
And I'm 25, so I don't feel like I'm 25. But I don't look at people like, you don't look like you 25.
Nah.
Like,
thought you was 22 with him or 21.
Right. Yo,
big cuz right here is big cuz.
Yeah.
So starting off, was it like real, like, I don't want to say butterflies. Was it like a thing of like when y'all first started doing the acting? Was it like, this is all right. It's cool. I don't really know if I plan on unking them finna be mad. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Or was y'all like, nah, this shit kind of fun?
You know, at first, I was excited to start off doing it. I didn't know what to really expect because I was so used to just doing TikToks and filming by myself. So. Mm-hmm. Being behind the camera and that experience, that was real fun. And yeah, I was excited the whole time, like just reading the scripts, learning the stories, the characters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything was, I was excited the whole time. And I was excited to see everybody else's what they thought about it too.
Yeah. Me personally, I wasn't nervous or nothing. I was like excited and like willing to take that risk to try something new. You know what I'm saying? Because you just never know. It can like change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And like just, you know, just reading the scripts and getting together with a cast and everybody got to gel together and come together and collab.
Yeah.
And that was just something that it was new. I didn't know what to expect. But it was pretty simple and easy. You just got to, you know, learn and keep sharpening your tools and, you know, perfecting your craft. And it's funny, though, because we was talking about this on the way over here. We got a, I don't know if this is ever going to be released, but it's like our first official project that's not even really released yet because he's not really happy about, like you said earlier, the quality.
Yeah.
And I feel like we feel like it's still worthy enough to release, but
yeah,
we're gonna have to talk to him about that. But
I think he should. Sorry for cutting you off too. But I think he should, because I believe in going back and watching game tapes, and I also believe in like people will mess with you when they got a chance to watch you from the beginning.
Right.
Because if you pop out at your greatest, you only gonna go down from there because you are already there. Right. You're going to go up a couple, you know what I'm saying? You're going to go up a couple flights of stairs. But after that, you know, they didn't get to see no journey. So, like, you know, people kind of, not that that's going to happen to y'all, but I just believe in people just really getting a chance, like, to really see process of everything. Like, I used to make music. And when I made music, I was not the greatest. I shot videos. Right. I did the whole thing. And I even let my artists know, like, hey, listen, y'all can go back and y'all can go make jokes on me. It's cool. But it's like, I want y'all to know, like, I love this shit. Like, I did it. So I understand y'all. And, like, it's steps.
Different perceptions.
Yeah. So, like, I think y'all should. And I'm pretty sure when y'all put it out, we're going to be like, oh, that shit's cold. I don't know what y'all,
That's what I be trying to tell him. But at the end of this, like, it's really his, you know, he directing and filming it and writing scripts. So it's like, we really don't have 100% control of what's going on. But, you know, I understand everything.
Yeah, you know,
he's saying, though. So
yeah, we take it one day at a time and just try to be patient with it.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, it's a process with editing and behind the camera, and it's a lot like that go into. It's a lot.
Literally like a small crew. Crews, like, you know.
I was just curious, asked how long was kind of the process between shooting it and, I guess, kind of. Let me back up. How long was the process of you learning your lines?
That was pretty quick.
Like, we learned them quick. We learned them like on the fly. Like we studied before. Like he sent it to us and we learned them, but it didn't take us long to we picked it up quick.
Yeah, it's like once you go over like a good 5 to 10 times, it's starting to roll together. Yep. And then you figure out different details of like not try to be too stiff, loosen up, make your character feel alive, and you know, try to put yourself in the character shoes, you know.
Was that immediate for you, or had you been doing things prior to that project that just allowed you to loosen up a little bit easier?
Well, for me, social media, I started doing TikTok in 2020, so I've had some experience for 2 years. We did Black in 2022, we did at the end of the year 2022. Yeah. So I had some experience behind the camera somewhat. Well, no, I did, because to me, TikTok is basically like, compared to that for how when directing and TikTok, you know, you stop, do a cut. It felt like one big TikTok in a way,
sure,
in my opinion. So for me, it felt natural and it felt pretty smooth going into it.
Now for the, you know, the average viewer, they might not be thinking this in depth and they just watch videos or watch movies. Was this any of your projects shot in order of the view of the movie, or were they broken up just different scenes at different times of the day?
They definitely went in order. And even we did stuff over like 2 or 3 times just because off the sun was a certain way in the air. And that's what I mean by like we willing to like do whatever you got to do to get it done and to get it done right. And I just want to applaud him for that too, because a lot of people be like, man, I'm not gonna do this over. Mm. Or, you know, be doing it one time. And, you know, it's like a lot of patience with understanding what we trying to understand the director's vision and everything, you know. So I just wanna say, I congratulate you for that, cuz, you know what I'm saying? You. I love you. Cause a lot of people, too, he could have said, nah, I'm done. I don't want to do it, you know? Yeah.
But with you saying that and with the two, you know, pieces of work that I seen, that makes sense because you can tell the attention to detail is there, right? Mm-hmm. So that is one of those elements where you're like, this, the scene isn't right yet. We need to wait. We need to do it over. We need to do it till I feel it's right in my mind.
Right, and even if I see something that I don't think is right and it's like, it don't look right or it feel off and don't, it, you know, I'd be like, let's do it again, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think he the same way, so.
Yeah, he's open. Nigel, he's open to different suggestions and different takes, so yeah, it's easy to do that.
Different angles and shots. We might not even use them, but we gonna do it while we here anyway. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm.
So since we have you on the show, listeners might not even know about what we're talking about. So, do you, as a team, do you have a team name, a group name that you're operating and dropping these projects under?
Yeah, we have a YouTube channel and a website. It's called We Tell Stories. And not like T-E-L-L, it's spelled W-E-T-A-L-E, Stories, Space TV on YouTube. So we're just trying to build that platform right now and, you know, just do everything that we have to do to perfect our craft and be look professional, you know, mm-hmm. and make sure it's good quality because, you know, go quality over quantity, you know. So,
Do you feel any pressure since you have like a great following on TikTok that like, because being on TikTok is like, it's different than like being on YouTube or being viral on YouTube is different than being viral on TikTok and being viral from movies. And do you feel like you have to do anything different or do you just keep doing your TikToks and still shooting?
You know what? In my mind, I'm doing both. I'm consistent on still doing TikToks and film.
Yeah.
And yeah, making that work, balancing it out. And it's fun going back in between those because TikTok is what I started from. And it made me realize that I actually love to act and made me realize I loved film. So, yeah, it's fun bouncing between that and acting. I'm still learning new things, studying more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm always trying to learn something new. So, yeah.
You thought about doing TikTok?
And I was just about to say that. Like, he literally inspired me to I got a couple little skits on my channel, but it ain't really... You know, you gotta, it ain't nothing like too serious, but he definitely inspired me to like start getting on different platforms and start like experimenting with things, you know, because you never know.
Yeah. Are y'all gonna start looking for more actors locally out of town or for right now, y'all sticking with the team until it's time to?
You know what? We actually already have reached out to people and we got stuff we working on now. We got more stuff coming out that we creating. We have reached out to people in Springfield. And in other areas to do a project.
Like we got like it's a lot of scripts we be talking about. I'm talking about a lot, and I just hope we can get through and you know do them at some point because you know it's just like we be talking for hours on the phone about you know things we're gonna do and stuff in the future. So yeah,
that's the fun part too. That's the like it's nothing like feeling productive. Like, feel like you doing something, like, even if it's sitting around talking about whatever it is. Like, even before I started doing, becoming a producer engineer, I remember talking to my bro about, like, yeah, bro, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take over the city, bro. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and that. And it was like, I think that's what was pushing it. Because it was just like, since I told him, put this shit into play.
Spoke it into existence. You put it out there and you put a marker out there and now somebody else heard it and you're holding yourself accountable. You're like, you know what? I actually said this to somebody. I got to show and prove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was about to say, that's a different type of feeling when you say something, then you just do it and be like, I told you I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's what people not really realizing, like, we starting small, you know, from Springfield. It's not really a lot of opportunity. And, like, hopefully it can get to a point where we can inspire people and come back and help people and be like, hey, we started something, y'all can start something too. You feel me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's always been a weird thing to where, like, now, instead of somebody looking at what y'all doing, like, you know what? We should do something like that too. They feel like they're like just trying to steal it or compare But it's like, if you look around the world, bro, everybody is doing some of the same thing. It's just you got to put your own sauce to it.
Everybody different in their own way.
Yeah. But it's, you know, but I wouldn't even worry about that for now. Like, I love what y'all doing right now. Like,
we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Like, it's next. And for what y'all doing with the team that y'all say y'all have right now, it's already crazy. Because I've been to productions where there was a lot of people and it came out decent.
Right.
It came out decent.
And that's just reassurance that we know we're doing something and moving in the right direction. We just got to keep, you know, grinding and working for it, you know? And we appreciate that, man.
Yeah, for sure. Have y'all shot a full-length movie, like an hour-long movie yet? Or y'all aiming to?
Absolutely, for sure, in the future. But we plan on, that's a plan that we have for
that's
sure
a big
in the future.
Boy.
A longer feature film, yeah. Just because we start off with these short ones, you know, getting our feet wet, getting a rhythm, and that's the goal for
but
sure.
But y'all gonna win with the short ones.
How many pages is a script that off of one of these projects, like In the Bottle or Black?
Black was 5 pages?
Black was long. No, that was like 10.
Yeah, Black pages, was longer.
10 to 15 pages. I think In the Bottle was like...
That was a shorter one.
Yeah, that was short. Probably like 5 to 10 pages. Yeah. You know, it's not really a lot, you know. But one we was working on, I think the one we was working on was like... We put it on the back burner. I think that was like a good 30 pages.
Yeah, that was a lot of pages for that script, but that one got put on the back burner, like
But we try not to take it like one page at a time, so you don't want to overwhelm yourself. So like, it pretty much, you know, and that's little by little.
That's kind of what that question was leading into. Like, that's a lot of work,
right,
on all fronts, writing it and acting it out, memorizing it, all of that. So I was trying to get a gauge for the time frame of those. So like when you just said like an hour long, so that made me think, dang, how many pages is that?
Right. So
you know what I mean? That's a lot of work.
That's gonna be thick. That's gonna be a thick package. A
lot of work, a lot of editing, a lot of acting, a lot of everything. Huh?
Yeah.
What?
So we got.
But people don't realize that they like to what people are. I'm okay. Just me, right? I'm used to watching just like a series, so an hour at a time, 40 minutes of something.
That's
and it's
crazy.
Just it's so disposable. It's like you'll burn through 4 or 5 of them or whatever, or you'll turn it off. But like, how long did it take
you
to
just watch
that?
8 months of production?
All of that, all of that. Hours, all of that.
You watch a year and a half of production,
and that's what we be telling. I'll be sitting there thinking about that too, like, wow, like I can only imagine what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? They're making 2-hour-long movies, 3-hour-long movies. Like, that is crazy. Probably like a year and some change, you know? And then that's just the filming part. They probably taking another year to edit it, promote it, whatever.
All
advertise.
Of that. All of that. You know, that's got to be crazy.
You know how many hard drives and...
A lot of work.
A lot of terabytes.
And then I'm sure somebody lost a hard drive.
So
you gotta go run through all the film to find what was missing.
You're beyond fired.
Man.
Don't get unalived over that.
You probably never work again in that field.
Yeah, that's all because you got one job.
Man, you got to change your identity after that.
Man, that's wild.
Oh my God.
That's probably a worst nightmare, though, being in that line of work.
Like, so
that's got to be the worst.
So like, I got a question I always wanted to ask. So since, you know, when you got all these words on paper, it's no way to write out facial expressions. Of course, you can understand like the person's feelings and mood at that time. So do y'all get in front of the mirror for real and do it? Or do y'all come on day of film and just, we gonna run? No, bro, you need to be like, scrunch your face a little bit.
Yeah.
Make your eyes a little buck. Do y'all do it on the fly or do y'all really be at the crib? Like, y'all be on FaceTime doing it?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, bro, y'all gotta record.
It's definitely a lot of FaceTime calls, man.
Sure.
And like that scene y'all seen, we was like face to face, we was actually like gotten tense, like, Like, we was really arguing, basically.
Yeah, it felt, the energy, we felt it.
And I'll be trying to, like, have my energy high so we can bounce off each other, you know, and and put ourselves in that situation, like you were saying. Like, but I definitely want to start studying more, you know, start going through more, working my facial reactions and expressions and stuff, too. That's why I like watching movies. I'm still a fan of movies, like.
Oh, man.
Like, classics, like. And certain actors too, and we be definitely making references to certain movies as well. Like,
yeah.
Oh, we got to do it just like this, and you know what I'm saying. And watching the goats, you know.
Do y'all have a genre that y'all want to touch on movies that y'all haven't gotten to yet?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we want to be diverse. So yeah, we're gonna try and touch as many genres as we can. So, yeah, we want to be as diverse as we can and not just be in just one category. So, yeah, absolutely.
Man, I can't wait to have a bank robbery movie, man.
Hey.
I'm talking about dead presidents.
Call me if y'all need a third miscellaneous.
Man, I can't wait.
Call me, shit.
I cannot wait, man.
So, favorite movie? I got to, because that's going ballpark it, favorite movie.
And then actor after that.
I can't even say.
So many. I'm a big Marvel fan. It might be a Marvel movie.
And me, I'm not really big on Marvel, but since he's telling me, so I got to get back into, you know, watching Marvel and superhero movies and stuff like that. But me, that's a tough question.
Top three. Like, if I was like, give me, like, just read me off some movies right now. First things come to your head.
Top three. Okay, Avengers Endgame.
That was fire, by the way.
I gotta go watch it.
Juice,
fire.
Gotta throw some classics in there.
Man, I used to watch that over and over on VCR tape.
Yeah,
One more
VHS.
So many. One more. I'll just go Spider-Man No Way Home. I'll go that for my last one. That was one of my favorites.
Me, I gotta go Friday.
Fire.
It's just so many people didn't started. That's literally their first movie, and they didn't went you know far in their career. I gotta go Friday. I'm trying not to say nothing. Kind of the same. I like The Irishman.
Yeah.
Even though it's a long movie, but it's like a mob type movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up watching mob shit.
That's a classic. The last one. It probably had to be something like, I like true story movies. I'm about to just say something like, Boys in the Hood, you know, that's a classic as well.
Mm-hmm.
C3, you got a top three?
Like you said, it's tough. It's so a, like
the hardest question, man.
So many.
I like horror movies. I like hood movies. I don't like rom-coms. I ain't gonna never spit one of them.
Don't mess with rom-coms.
Nah, I'm too old for that. So like, I'll go this way. I'll go Rob Zombie Halloween 1.
Fire.
Okay, nice.
Clockers. Let's go Clockers.
Yeah, that's a nice classic. 90s movies. Classics. Yeah.
And then, I don't know, man. Like
that's why I just had to
colors,
say
Colors, fuck it. Let's go Colors.
Colors, fire.
Yeah, that's a real topic. Like, that's what I mean, like, in real history, you know?
Like you said, I'm trying to go outside the box of something
that
I do like, but you might not hear every day.
I give my three. Smoking Aces.
That's fire.
Love Smoking Aces.
Yeah.
Menace to Society.
Mm-hmm. Dope one. It's a dope one.
And then, next Friday is just, I don't know, I could just
work. You like that better than the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Epps.
That is,
it's different.
Like, that's when it got. Vibe.
Do you like Smokey or?
Oh, he's not. No disrespect. He's not fucking with Mike Epps. Under no. Day-Day, he's not messing with Day-Day.
He definitely. Got a point, like, but they funny in their own
way. They got their own funny. They got their own.
That, bro, I don't know.
I'm here for both sides of the argument.
Yeah. Day-Day was different. I don't know.
I think Day-Day aged better than.
It did. I was going to say.
I think Day-Day aged better.
Because it
in real time
they grew. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think you can go back now and watch Smokey like as an adult and be like, yeah, okay. But Day-Day you could watch and be like, yeah, okay, I see that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like
because I feel like
he wasn't as animated.
He's more real. He wasn't as animated because he was like, I know somebody that acts like him.
It's like a real cousin. I have a cousin like him for real. Like
this guy.
Everybody got that cousin. Like
everybody
that.
Got that goofy cousin that you see, and it's like, I ain't seen you in 3 years, nigga, but it's up when I see you. Like, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
I was going to say, he'd be like, people see him in public and they still call him Day-Day. Like, that's crazy.
Because he ain't got no choice but to answer to. He got to. He know that's.
He's.
I was calling him that before. I knew his name was Mike Epps. I mean, that's Day-Day. Yeah, if I see him in another movie. Yeah. Man,
I think he's a more talented dude than Chris Tucker.
He is.
I do.
Yeah.
He is. Favorite actor? Did we hit that?
No, I was just about to say that.
Who?
Will Smith, for sure. Number one.
For sure.
Definitely. Oh, you going one or top three?
No, one.
I'm going to say Denzel.
Come on, man.
Oh,
come on, man.
Go
put
ahead.
It there.
Go ahead.
Come on, man. Put
go
it
ahead.
There.
That's
put
a good one, man.
He got so many different roles.
That nigga's
crazy.
A cheat sheet, bro. That nigga is, bro, you.
Legend. Man. Legend.
And he'll piece you up too.
Hey.
And he's real, yeah.
He'll piece you up.
And, then give you a good talking to
I believe that he pieced them cats up in that movie. In the movie. In what was that? Book of Eli?
Mm-hmm.
I believed he'll piece somebody up like that. He looked like he could.
Matter of fact, I'm taking Men in Society out. I'm putting Training Day in.
Yeah.
Ooh, my bad.
Yeah.
No, dude. Gotta put Training Day in. Because that's my man.
He plays up. Perfect.
Man, look.
Guy. Oh my goodness.
Didn't he get an Oscar?
Because look, check this out.
I'm watching that tonight.
Anytime
you bring that up, like that's just.
Because we all men's in here. So we watch Kung Fu flicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't make me believe that Book of Eli wasn't some of the best fighting you've seen.
Yeah. Hands down.
Like most technical
fighting
that you've seen in a very long time.
Yeah. And definitely in like a
it looked. It looked like he broke.
Yeah.
And since we're talking about film and things, like the coloring of that movie.
I remember it being like pale.
Desert Storm.
Yeah.
It was like Desert Storm.
Yeah.
Like what it probably would look like post-apocalyptic.
That's how it would feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It feel like that.
Because it's just like, I didn't realize it until I got around Elijah. With the color and shit. I didn't realize that shit until like I start like sitting down and watching stuff with him. And I'm like, damn, color really do put you in a mood before the movie even kick off. Like it already puts you in a like a feeling. Like you don't even realize. You like, you know what? Like I haven't found a dark colored comedy movie.
Right. Right. You don't.
They all.
It's hard to do that.
Yeah.
Somebody should do that.
That mood.
It's very hard to do
that.
That
mood.
That tone.
You're going to get you some dark comedy.
Yeah. And then it's crazy because especially how sensitive people is nowadays, that might get a little backlash, but sometimes you got to be that type of person, you know?
Backlash is good, though.
Yeah. Say, all publicity is good publicity.
I think maybe sometimes.
I think it is. It has the opportunity to be if you know how to parlay it.
Can Dwight flip that parlay?
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
That was fire. You got to give me that That was a transitional fire. You think he can?
He can.
Well, yeah, because he already owned up to it.
And that's what you do.
That's true.
That's how you flip it.
But I think I don't think anybody cared.
But that might not have been a good example. But for example, like for him to flip that, he could. Whoever they was talking about, he was doing, he could grab that community and do whatever he needed to with it. That's a flip I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, for sure.
He got his niche, man.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of people don't agree with that. But
so, like, there's other people. Carson Tucker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gets fired from Fox.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably the best case scenario for him because if
he needed that.
If he, as a anchor, has people viewing him, then he doesn't need the place he works at, right?
Well,
he can go social media and take his following there.
His own platform.
And parlay his own thing.
Yeah.
So, like, when people misspeak at work or act out or Paul pierced himself at work. Sometimes other lanes open up. You might get picked up by DraftKings, yeah. But everybody's not fortunate like that.
Right.
I know I know that's old, but I still don't get it.
What he did or why he's in trouble?
Why he got in trouble for that.
Never mind.
I just said
it. Speaking of what Dwight Howard's talking, he's like, what I do shouldn't matter. It definitely do.
Yeah.
It does.
I think it was more the assault than like.
For him, but so exactly. For him, Dwight, yes. But at the same time, Paul Pierce didn't do any of those type of things.
We were so happy for Paul Pierce. Like, we was like, look at
Paul
him.
Pierce was happy.
I was about to say that.
Look at him.
He had a smile on his face.
That was for the bros. He's like, hey, this is for the bros.
And he never went back on it.
You got to stand on that day. Yeah. That night.
Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer. Like, he's rich as fuck. It's like, oh, you fired me. That's what's up. I'm going to do this tomorrow. I don't got to come in on Monday. Right. I got bread.
I don't got to come in on Monday.
I got a couple rings.
Wow.
Another, you know, is we're exactly that same play. I think that's the Kanye play. It's like, yeah, I can parlay this. I might have manufactured this to parlay that.
I was about to say that was in the plans.
You think he finessed his Adidas situation?
I think he finessed all of his situations with one play.
Bro,
and
dang.
I think part of that too, what we probably don't understand at this point, but a lot of his things he was allowed to do is a part of what the Kardashian brand has to offer as well. So Kim was intertwined in a lot of his financial business decisions. With them being separated, divorced, how do I get out of these business decisions with her and paying her on the other end and all of these things? And unbeknownst to us, the real control is being negotiated through her, not him.
True.
But he is the talent. She is the key to the
them doors.
Arnaud Benault and all the people that he was complaining about when he was on his rant.
Mm-hmm.
He got the keys to the doors after that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's funny people don't realize that, like, so you know how we talk about athletes at the top of their game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like Texas, they're at the top of their game, right? Like, I think when you're in that category of actor, artist, anything like that, you have to move in the same ways that a top athlete would mentally.
Yeah.
You have to. It's different. It's not. So when we see Kanye, oh, he's flipping out. He's lost. He's crazy. He's all this. He knows exactly what he's doing because
mm-hmm.
he has to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be in that position. You wouldn't say that about Texas and be like, oh, the Rangers, they won. Like, well, you know what I mean? What do you even? This is not a discussion. It doesn't matter how you felt like they won.
Yeah. Right.
Kanye won.
I remember seeing a clip. He was like, who do you know can change their banks in just one tweet? He was like, gotcha. And I was like, wow, this man is smart. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yep. Because think about it. He's going to go back to Adidas.
Oh, my God. That check is, oh, my.
And why would that be? Well, it's to get out that original deal.
Mm-hmm.
And re-sign.
Let's rewrite this up with her on it.
Yeah, there that is.
And the coin that they gonna give off to him.
Because they can't sell none of them shoes without
they're
him.
Not selling nothing. No. They're not selling anything. No.
Like he really knew, like, let's not act like I didn't change the whole culture of
that's
this.
Yeezys was,
Because, I mean, honestly, when you thought Adidas,
all
niggas getting shell toes.
Was made after that. Like,
Kanye is the modern day Run DMC. He's the modern day Run DMC. Like, the modern day of that.
He's
like
bigger.
That,
I never
you
thought
know,
about
but bigger. Yeah,
but
bigger.
But bigger.
That's
bigger.
Why you always compare yourself to Gucci and... I am Louis Vuitton.
Why wouldn't he?
Like, I am Gucci because he really...
Because if
like,
he puts it on, he is that.
He sold holy shirts.
Yeah. Well, like, the point he's making, too, keeps getting lost. When he says... those names of Louis and all that,
mm-hmm.
there ain't a Louis Vuitton in there making Louis Vuitton clothes. Mm-hmm. That's Marc Jacobs. Mm-hmm. That's all of the designers get hired for a fall, winter collection, and then they make under this house, this brand.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, he's like, I make this stuff.
Yeah.
For this These are season. My beats.
Yeah.
I make them.
Yeah.
I've done, went to Paris and did, I went to the school. I've been to school to do this, basically. The school of life, actually going to Paris, going hanging out with all the people that are accredited in this industry. And they've taught me this and I have connections and y'all won't let me eat.
Oh. Right. Yeah, I know the same niggas y'all know.
Right.
And y'all
let me
with
know, Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no, Kanye.
Can somebody explain that to him again?
Bro, he started his own church, man.
Yeah.
Like, bro, that's
did you see?
Powerful.
Did you see that?
I seen all of it.
Bro.
Hey,
bro,
I seen all of it.
I don't care what, no, that was hard. That was ridiculous.
He flipped it
from a sermon to,
yes,
my brain cracked a little bit.
Yeah,
just a little bit. I was like, "What?"
Yeah, this nigga take flowetry, say yes, and turn it into a bro.
He's dangerous.
How many videos you watch right now? And how we quickly to consume things, right? We consume and we keep swiping. How many videos you watch where you run it back?
Oh yeah, his was one of them. It came down my.
You got you have that didn't just happen. That happened.
Yeah,
right.
I got to run it back.
It is kind of a little cult-like, though. I did check in on the conditions of what they ate and clothes. And
them clothes is the first giveaway towards... Yeah.
And he's in the center of the light, surrounded in a circle.
Cult.
Of, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you made Jesus walk.
Maybe he's trying to finesse it, though.
Like, is that not what they do on the other side,
yeah,
though?
Yeah. He's mocking, in a way.
Is like, that not what they do on the other side?
Of course.
Isn't that not what they've been doing on the other side?
Bro, he's going to, bro, in the next 10 years, within the next 10 years, he's going to be on the cross.
Didn't he already do all that?
He probably has.
I sure was like, I'll be checking out the documentary he did, man, like on Netflix. That I like watching documentaries too.
Me
like,
too. I'm a documentary head.
It's a big inspiration, like, for you know, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's what I mean by, like, he's just doing a little bit of everything. That's what I'm trying to do. Like, not trying to compare myself to anybody, but, you know, I just want to do a lot of things, be a jack of all trades, you know? So, but,
like you said, though, it's kind of interchangeable when we're talking about the entertainment industry, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That those skill sets are needed in multiple areas. So if you're kind of proficient in one of those skill sets, you can pick up the other ones going into things.
I feel like if you simplify it, it's all the same thing. Like, you got a product or a service or both, or you're going to be that icon. You're either going to be, like, funny, educational, a girl showing skin or whatever, you know. Like, it's just, you got to be appealing to the eye. I feel like that's how you can get people, you know, to rock with you.
If
that's the cheat code, good looking.
Oh, my God. Man, I don't even want to get on that.
And I be trying to inform myself and my family. Like I be on YouTube looking up videos and, you know, and I think I'm like a genius, you know. Stuff just be coming to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know how, I don't know how deep, I don't even want to get deep on that subject. But you know how people be like, oh, do you feel like you've been here before? Mm-hmm. Or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like, I can kind of say that because I got like an old soul.
Yeah.
And I can hear, like, you know, good music and good taste and good quality and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't mean to get into that.
You
but
should. That's what we do here.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just gonna say.
That's what we do here.
Yeah.
So I mean, because that could be something where, you know, like, I think we've talked about this previous episodes, but like some of that stuff. Okay, so birds. Nobody teaches them how to fly, right? They just do that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there's some things in us that we like. I mean, for all you know, you could have had a relative,
right,
a descendant that did this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is, man, artistic beyond belief, that created or invented something.
Right.
You never know.
That's deep.
And it, you know, that could be just coming back full circle. And it's like, hey, here we go.
Right.
You know, because I feel like that when I make music, I don't, you know, I've played the piano, I've played the guitar, I've played the trombone. But like when I was a kid, I didn't care about any of that. It was just like, oh, I'll do it because I can do it. And then when I grew up, I make music, you know, on the laptop and stuff like that. And I started doing that. And that was when I really found my connection to it. Because I was like, oh, I can play all of these things. I can do all of these things. You know? And like when I create music, which I haven't done for a very long time, but I need to get back into it. When I create music, I feel like I'm close to God. It's the closest to God I can ever feel because I'm gone. Like I'm just, you'd have to tap me on my shoulder to get my attention.
You're getting lost.
The room could be burning on fire and I'm not here.
Yeah. Right.
In a zone.
Right. I'm not here.
You locked in, man.
Yeah. And it's a spiritual thing. And I think that there's very few, I don't think a lot of people end up throughout their lifetimes tapping into something like that, that becomes such a spiritual thing that it's like, I feel like I've skipped earth.
Yeah.
Man, that's facts.
That's real. Like, remember I was talking about it, like with my journey, like I did no music, no musical experience, no studying, but around 23, started engineering. And they've been running the business for 6 years and then learning how to manipulate sounds and make beats on my own. And it's like, I'm doing it at a very rapid pace. And it's like, for that shit to just happen out of nowhere, it's like.
Well, the funniest thing about it is when you realize that not everybody can do that. Like you guys acting, that's not a thing that everybody can do. To you guys, it's just, oh, this is a Tuesday. But like when I see you guys on the screen and I see his facial expressions, I'm sitting there thinking like when the one in the video in the woods you guys did, like your facial expressions, like when you're at the very beginning, you were sitting there and you looked like you were deep in thought about something. I was there with you. Like you took me there with you. Cause I'm like, man, whatever he's pontificating has to be like the most, it was so visceral, you know what I mean? Like I don't know what it was, but it was just like, damn.
Hey Cannon,
thank you.
Hey, say that one more time.
Pontificate.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
I just need to get my vocabulary
down. trying to work on that too.
But
that was a level 5 word. Straight
up. That's why I'm like, okay, I'm like, I know what that means, but I never heard it.
Only reason why I know what it means is because I heard Gary V say it.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'll be watching
Gary V. That's it.
Try to say that in the freestyle.
I be trying to listen to him, but I can't for like 30 minutes. And then after that, I got to turn it off.
Well, you better have some shit to do because he's talking about some, you better do some shit.
No, for sure. I just
straight up.
I gotta listen to him in like pieces at a time. Like I can't. Because he's going to have me somewhere I don't need to be. That's all. It's not like nothing he's saying is wrong. He'll
have you trapping your whole house.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to do that.
Dishes
like,
out of here. you don't need all them dishes.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Sell them.
Said I can sell each fork for dishes. About 27 cents.
eBay, sell them on eBay right now.
He is a hustler.
But no, hopping on. Transitioning. I don't want to transition from that just yet because that video in the woods, what is the title of that?
In the Bottle.
In the Bottle. So In the Bottle, the short film In the Bottle.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind in that opening scene?
Man, in that opening scene, I was doing my best to stay present, stay in the moment, and connecting with the character about what was going on, because he's in the mindset of trying to, he's begging for wishes, like, so he's in like a state of wanting and pleading, so, and just like getting into that mindset of just connecting to something that I've wanted before and just connecting that experience to the scene, and just living in the moment with it and just trying to do my best to make it engaging and bring it alive, make it look real. Yeah.
Is that, do you feel like that's a, because if we had to explain acting to someone who's not, you know, doesn't have a full understanding of it, mm-hmm. how would you explain your,
can you explain it in like words and describe
yes.
it?
How do you say, like when you're acting, are you, because you're not you anymore.
Right.
So what's that like?
It's very interesting. It's separating from yourself. It's a real fun process. The two characters I played so far, you know, the first one in Black, I was playing a street guy. So, and in the bottom, I'm playing, you know, a big brother. So it's fun just getting into the perspectives of people that live that lifestyle. And just movies I watched too that inspired me to imitate what they've done in movies that I've watched. And it's,
it's hard to explain.
As an actor, could that be problematic to find a role that you really fall in love with and not want to leave it? Because if you want to dive deep into a role, are you trying to do anything well? You're practicing this throughout your normal day.
Keith Ledger. Right?
Mm-hmm. I was going to say Joker should be off limits.
So you're going about your business and you're flipping this switch on and off.
Right. It is.
At one point, one might find a role that they really want or that they really want to be. Could you see that it being a problem of switching that off? Almost like being an undercover officer.
Right.
Seeing the other side and like, you know what, man, it ain't what they say it is. No.
I don't think it's hard to turn it off. Cause I'm good with me and I know it keep me grounded. So if I'm in a character and they doing something I don't agree with or it's crazy, I know the stuff to bring me back to me and to remind me, okay, no, that's not you. Or if I still got energy from the character I was playing, leaving, and then I feel some of that, I just, you know, meditate or journal. You know, I just do things to keep my mind clear and just to make sure I'm on point.
I got a real question for both of y'all.
He has tools. They're needed.
Okay. Y'all niggas would do a kiss and sing with a nigga?
Whoa.
Let's go there.
No.
Let's go. No, don't know. Let's go there.
I miss out on that role. You know what I'm saying?
This is a real question because, listen, y'all getting in roles. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it can come across the line. You know, y'all might get a mysterious email from somebody one day and say, hey, I feel like you would fit a great role. I'm finna send it off. I'm finna fax this over to you. Read it.
Can I jump over that question real quick?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think drives a person to get into a position where they have to take a role like that?
A role that they necessarily didn't want to take, but taking it because of money? Is that what you mean?
I mean, yeah, but I mean even beyond that, because this,
there's people that want to take them roles.
Right. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. That's wild.
But see me.
You can go.
I feel like it could be that just them wanting to take it or just wanting to represent like an issue or just a certain situation or community of some sort. It could be all types of.
But do you believe that, hey, I love acting so much that I want to do this role because I want to be, you know, great at acting?
Kind of like, so like a Will Smith. What was one of his first?
6 degrees of separation. Wild.
I don't
think still one of my favorite actors, but wild.
But hold on. I don't know that you can actually, I think if you're in that particular job, right?
Right.
You can say no.
You can. You can. Yes. Absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah.
You can say no.
You can absolutely. We're talking about same industry here.
You can absolutely. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Harvey.
Right. Meet him at the hotel. Is that we gotta do that?
I don't think you should have to. No.
I don't either.
Man.
But in that particular business.
And they got a union, but anyway.
But in that particular business, I'm just playing I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
No, man.
So
they said no, sir.
I gotta pass up on that. You know, I'd be behind the camera on put me in the cast behind on the film crew or something, but I feel like the next script. I'm here if you need me in the next script, you know.
Drew.
That's not for me.
All right.
I love acting. I love being versatile, but yeah.
Yeah.
So here's where I want to go into that. So I think that instead of us as a culture accepting such roles that we don't want to accept, I think we should create our own lane. So mm-hmm. that we don't have to get into positions like that.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I agree with that. But those lanes only exist and they make things, you have to do certain things.
You do have to do mm-hmm. certain things.
So, for example, when you say that, I immediately go to what shows would that even be applicable to, right?
Right.
Name them. Power, series.
Yeah.
It's all in there.
Oh, is it?
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen it, so I can't speak on it.
It's one of these things that now in the fabric of the culture, it's going to be in everything because it's everywhere.
Yeah. Right. Especially now. Like, it's like.
I've noticed that. Like, there's shows on Netflix that I had to pass on immediately just because it's like, hey, I'm not here to consume this content.
Well, it's almost.
I thought this was.
Something else.
Action. Right. I thought this was. I thought
this is what affirmative action looked like.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then think about it. It's been happening.
In every direction.
One of my favorite series of all time.
It's just another variable.
Right.
One of my favorite series of all times is The Wire. Omar.
Yeah.
Michael B.
was
Jordan.
Gay.
Definitely a fire.
But even though he was gay, but they also didn't go crazy. They didn't go crazy. But
They did go crazy. Yeah. What's even crazier.
That was back then.
The Wire is based off of reality,
mm-hmm.
and the real Omar isn't like that.
I know.
So that's good. Like you're saying, that's the example that we're talking about. But they make you put this in there, or you won't have anything. And that's the power of Hollywood. They're already rich. They're not fans. They could care less if it goes out,
right?
Unless it's going to make them money. Right. And they can always make money.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, that's where you get in these compromising situations because there ain't really no jurisdiction over this because it's all bankrolled projects.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
I do.
So I do applaud y'all working as a team. Right. Family. Straight up.
Life.
One thing I can say though with that, like The Wire being, it opens up another avenue and probably catch the viewers off, like shocked and be like, oh, wow, that's mm-hmm. crazy. So, and then you kind of, that's probably what they did to get everybody to talk about it back in those times. Like, you know what I'm saying?
This too, it gives another perspective to something that you might not even think was possible.
Right.
So you might be thinking only a certain way and then you get that thrown at you. You're like, well, damn, that dude runs. He got everybody hiding on the block.
Yeah, but the toughest one.
Yeah. He kissed the Caucasian. But you know what, though? But they are telling the story of niggas that go to jail.
And
all the time.
I was going to say, that shows a different size of a human being as well.
Yeah.
Like, you got a sensitive side, regardless of who you is, and you got a hard side, you know?
Pause. I tried to. I was like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, my fault. But,
nah, you're good. You're good.
I feel like for the shoe to drop.
Yeah.
Right.
Why is everybody quiet in here?
I feel like there's a limit. Like for me personally, if I'm watching a show and it's mentioned, cool, whatever, and they move on, that's one thing. When it goes into detail and all of that, mm-hmm. I don't want to see all of that.
Right.
And it's not, and it's not because I don't want to see heterosexuals doing none of that. I'm honestly, I don't, because I don't care. I'm married. I don't want to, I don't need to see any of that. I want to see somebody get kicked in the throat. You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm at an action flick, that's what I want to see. I want to see somebody's arm get broken. I don't want to see all of this. Why are you giving me all of this expletive about, I don't care about none of that.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I ain't mad at no
but, man, but, a woman. But look.
Depending on what I'm watching.
But look, here's the thing. I think in my age, I don't want to see any of that. Because it's not, first and foremost, it's already not real.
Nigga, you got tennis shoes by your bed.
We remember those episodes.
But that's
you. What this nigga talking about?
What old boy say? What happens?
Nigga wearing tennis shoes.
What happens in my home is what old boy say? Is that what he said? What happens in my home?
I'm not quoting Dwight.
No.
So I don't know what he said.
You don't like grip?
Tell him. Cause listen, I don't be wanting to see that. This nigga got tennis shoes by his bed for grip.
I do.
For grip.
Yeah. No. This is for grip,
yeah. You got the Timberland.
We got wood floors. Yeah. Need grip.
For sure.
I mean, okay,
gotcha. But no, but that nigga telling you, I don't like seeing a man and a woman. I don't need to see that shit.
Cause this
is where I'm coming from. I feel similar, pause, to Cannon, because I've seen a lot of things.
Right. We've already seen all of that.
When I see that on film, it's so minuscule to what I've already been exposed to.
Right. For sure.
There's a artistic way to imply this and get on with the story. Exactly. I don't need to see them fully making out.
Right.
He articulated it
much better than I did.
Y'all need an 8-minute scene for
this
shit.
But as you say, Rico, I do enjoy, like, I need to see her get knocked down this episode. Can somebody
make it within 1 minute.
Yes.
Like, make it
wrap
like.
Wrap it up.
Right. Wrap it up, man.
I don't need a prolonged. No, because
I'm scrubbing through the other stuff anyway. Like, okay, so this needs to be like that too. Nobody's really getting a full view.
Right.
All right, bet it is what it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, just keep it pushing.
You know? Hey, if y'all had a character y'all like tap into, like a character that you like, I wish I could have played this character.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Do y'all have like a character that just like...
That's a good question. Man. A character that we would play like right now? Like,
yeah, any character that you like, I wish I could have had it. Like, mine's is Joker. I'm nowhere near Joker, but that shit just looks fun as fuck to be just destructive and just do wild shit all day.
That dude looks like a fun character.
That shit look like it's fun. Like, I can just blow up a bus with kids on it and shit. I can just do wild shit. For the love of acting.
I don't think he was acting for the love of crime. He wasn't acting. That's how he is in the daytime.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Man.
That's weird when you like that during the that's him in the daytime.
24/7.
Yeah.
Man. Plant.
I have to say my character, I'd probably say like Batman.
Oh.
Like he pulling up in cars, he got the girls with him. He got the costume on.
He up.
You know,
not a bad gig.
No,
he's savage when he put the suit up. He's savage. He put that suit up and put another suit on and still savage. Yeah. That's a problem.
Favorite Batman? Who's your favorite Batman? Ooh.
Good question. Bale.
So many.
Yeah, Bale.
Yeah,
Dark Knight is tough to me. Like, so it's just tough.
Bale's been my favorite since American Psycho. I can't like that's ever since I saw that movie. I was like, this dude is the dude. He's just the dude,
man.
Can't nobody mess with him.
Great actor.
Period.
Great actor.
What about you?
Man, you know what? Spider-Man, Black Spider-Man. I was right.
Hey,
I'd have to shave. I have, you know.
He said, I'll do it.
I've always been a Spider-Man fan growing up, or like Yeah, I used to think I was Spider-Man shooting like literally shooting webs out the walls.
Did you climb the door?
I tried. Yeah.
You getting a new Spider? You play games?
I do. Xbox. Yeah, I'm Xbox.
You getting two?
Your Xbox,
PlayStation. My brother. I haven't played the new Spider-Man game, but I've seen like gameplay and it looked dope.
It's beyond dope.
It looks platinum.
You got it?
Platinum trophy. Platinum.
I'm gonna go ahead and cop for sure.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm waiting on GTA 6 to drop.
Is it gonna drop?
It's man.
It has to.
They've already leaked.
But this is my thing.
I don't know when.
What more can you do?
But does it have to though? Because they're still making.
No, they do. They do. Because this that GTA 5 shit is over.
Well, GTA 5 ain't nothing but online anyway, bro.
But I'm saying it's the longest running game without a re-up. And they're keeping.
They don't have to
re-up
though. How much money they're making off online alone? Bro?
I hate it.
They don't need a story for GTA 6. All they need to do is come out with GTA 6 online and re-rock that bitch.
I know, but I'm saying, what else can you? At this point, you literally gotta like allow me to like sell the drug. Like I gotta be able to take it out of my pocket. Here's your drug.
I'm gonna lay it out for you. I'm gonna read it down to you.
We did the drug spots already.
I'm gonna read it down to you because it's not about you.
It is. I'm the consumer.
You're not.
It's about me.
It's not about you.
At this, what else can you do?
You're too old to be a consumer.
I damn near should be able to put a VR on and see me hitting cheeks.
You're not.
All that. I need to take a shower every day. I need to put gas in my car.
You know who GTA 6 online is for?
Children.
Exactly. So you're not the consumer.
Which is fucked up.
It is.
Because it's going to children.
But it's still a fact. So all the fun stuff you like to do as a kid that
you can't do in real life.
Oh, yeah,
And they literally made that transition.
So all they
got to
do. Yeah.
Kids playing it to now adults playing it 10 years type.
Yeah. So all they got to do.
It's like three generations.
Yeah. All they got to do is release GTA Online 6 and start re-rocking all of the stuff that they released in GTA 5 Online. That's their first season, first year. It's just putting all the content back into it, refreshing the graphics on it. And then after that, just coming up with new stuff. You ever wanted to be in a flying saucer? Sure, here.
Right.
$20. Do it.
They could do it if they wanted to.
And they need to put face scans in there if 2K got it.
Yeah, face scans
are a must. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's mandatory.
I think it's going to be the wildest game you've ever seen in your life.
I agree. Server's going to crash, I feel like.
I'm not playing it for like 5 months. I'm going to let everybody wild out while they get it. Because when games come out, like, I stopped at buying it when it first come out, shit.
Yeah, you got to stop that.
You can pretty much watch somebody stream it and
play
it.
Yeah, like, in 3 days, they're going to hit you with a 45 gig update because they done fucked up so much shit because they purposely put out games that are not ready. But they tell you it's ready.
If you ain't wailing, you ain't catching up anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
You're never going to catch up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When I get on 2K... Day two, it's a nigga that's a 35 already. How the fuck
when
you level 35?
When he gets on 2K, he's got 5 stacks to the side just to...
Yeah, this nigga's calling off work for a game.
That is crazy.
That shit is wild, bro.
I've done it.
Really? On what?
I won't say that because y'all
know. You can't say that.
It get real.
But I've done it.
Yeah, he can't say
that. I had the days at work.
Oh, okay. Nah, but these niggas don't got days.
I had the days off.
These niggas don't got days.
I had them to take.
I wouldn't even... My game designer, though... Like some, I don't know, probably like a battle royale game, like
Fortnite vibes or
like I'll say like Warzone. Call of Duty. That's my game. Like I be playing that, man. I just got a dub the other day by myself. Like I had like 13 kills or something like that. Okay.
They do have game actors though too.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind doing that. See, it's
Henry
Gavill. That's why I said there's so many.
Who?
Henry Gavill. I think that's his name. I might have butchered his name, but Henry Cavill or something like that. He was the Witcher.
Superman, right?
That's Superman. It's Superman. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He was the Witcher.
Cavill, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know. Superman. We know who he is.
The better Superman.
He was really good, yeah.
Yeah.
See, maybe you should do it.
Well,
I think you got like a fire ass like mob boss voice.
Yeah.
I think you can do that shit.
Yeah.
I fuck around.
You could be a GTA like boss.
Easy.
I fuck around.
Yeah, definitely.
He could. Yeah,
I could see.
He be. Said, he be, don't got all the drugs. Get my fucking money.
Yeah, boss mission.
I definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the supplier. They wouldn't
even show his whole face. He'd just be like a silhouette, nodding.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you ain't got my money? Oh, yeah.
I can picture it right now. Like the light.
Yeah.
He just leaned up.
Yeah.
The cigar.
Yo.
Yeah, that's tight. But that's what I was telling him. Like, there's literally endless opportunities you can do. Like, you know, you just got to get out here and you never know, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what are y'all working on anything right now? What's your next move?
Yeah, we got some behind the scenes in the works. We can't say too much, we're excited.
But y'all working.
Yeah, we're working. Definitely working for sure.
Yep.
Can you, is this another film?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's another film.
Because I know you said you was trying to mess with some music too, so I didn't know if you're about to drop a surprise
little album on there.
You know, Black Friday joint on us or something.
Hey, you never know. You know, have a soundtrack to a movie, that would be nice too. Yeah, I'm just trying to get comfortable with it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Najee about that though, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Yeah. And I'm still putting out content on platforms, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram.
Where can they find you at?
Drew Waters on everything, Facebook, Instagram, 2 underscores, Drew Waters, 2 more underscores, Snapchat, Drew underscore Waters 12, TikTok, DrewSkH2O.
All right, yep.
What about you?
And my YouTube is Swifty Jojo, SWIFTY Jojo. My Snapchat is Swifty underscore Jojo. My Instagram is underscore Swifty underscore Jojo. My Twitter is Swifty underscore Jojo. I know it's kind of like a. I wish I would have the same thing on all platforms, but you know how that be. You know, I might try to work that out in the future. But
that's what Sway in the Morning say. Link that all together.
That's smart. Yeah.
But yep. That's my platforms. And
one more time, where can the listeners check out? In the Bottle.
In the Bottle, yes. They can check out In the Bottle on YouTube. And yeah, on YouTube.
We Tell.
Right now, currently. We Tell Stories.
Yep. WETALE Stories Space TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Man, make sure y'all buckle y'all seatbelts, man. Enjoy the ride, because we planning on doing a lot of work, man.
That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
You know what this is.
This is Intentional Dangerfield.